When I first went to the Institute for Priestly Formation at Creighton University, one of our professors taught us about the spiritual life, and he used the image of today's first reading from the book of Exodus, and I quote, "As Moses looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed." This is what the spiritual life is about. It's different from the life of the world, because the world will consume us with consumerism. Because even though we act like consumers, ultimately the things of this world will consume us and burn us out with nothing. But the spiritual life, we're burning and kindling with the fire of God's grace and His love, but we will never be consumed. Because His love is not vanity, is not glory, it's not the things of this world that is passing and fleeting. The love of God always enkindle us deep from within, to help us burn away the things that hold us back, to burn away and to shed away the things that make us be distracted from loving Him, burning away the things that are secondary and not important, but will never burn us out. That is the spiritual life. So we see within our own selves too, my brothers and sisters, that when God is at work in us and His grace changes us, He's also remind us that even though His love for us is unique and personal, we can also recall what He had done in the past. Just like when He revealed Himself to Moses, He didn't say that I am your God alone. He said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And the cry of the children of Israel hath reached me. He hear the cry of the poor. He hear those who have been helpless. He hear those throughout history who turn to Him. And so He will hear our cries as well. And that's why the responsorial psalm reminds us that He is kind and merciful. His kindness and His mercy continue to help us to return back to Him so that we can have the childlike faith and not a childish faith. A childlike faith that trusts in the one who had been not only faithful to us, but to our forefathers, the one who went before us. So today, as we contemplate all of the readings, I would like to invite you, my brothers and sisters, to see how you and I are letting the love of God burn away the things that do not matter. Or ask ourselves, what are the things that are consuming us at this moment? Offer up to the good Lord, ask Him to burn all of them away, to shed all of them away, to help us to seek Him, especially His kindness, His mercy, so that we can embrace upon ourselves this childlike faith, knowing that even though things don't make sense at this moment, things seem to be somehow beyond our control, we have a loving Father who had given His only begotten Son to us through the power and working of the Holy Spirit to lead us back to Him. And our final destination, our final calling, our final vocation is to know Him, to love Him, and to seek Him above all.